The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox and Stockbridge, watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 and also on the PCTV Select app. Happy to have you here this morning. It's Sean Sayre here with you, live and local in our studio here on Federico Drive. Happy to have all of our listeners and viewers today on Halloween, October 31st, last day of October already. It is a little rainy, going to be windy for the kids tonight. That's what I'm hearing. Definitely going to be a blustery evening. We'll hear about that in the weather forecast in just a minute. And we have with us today on the program Thanksgiving Angels, and you may be familiar with what they do. Every year they do a great service of helping people in need right around the Thanksgiving time, serving just a ton of people with a really nice Thanksgiving meal. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We're going to talk all about that this morning, and so we'll be right back with that part of it in just a moment. Let's do the weather forecast and find out what that blustery Halloween is going to sound like and feel like tonight. Here we go. Berkshire
weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect from 11 a.m. this morning to 8 a.m. EDT Saturday. Rest of tonight, showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Night is cool. Near steady temperature around 50. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 80%. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Near steady temperature in the upper 40s. Temperature falling into the upper 40s in the afternoon. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour, increasing to 45 miles per hour in the afternoon. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, so 45 mile an hour gusts. If there's any leaves on your trees, I think after today and tonight, you're going to have some bare trees out there. That's definitely the end of the season, if you will. I saw a lot of them falling yesterday. And right before we go on to our rest of our show here today, I just want to announce that we're proud to announce our 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser here at WTBR-FM. The event will take place on Thursday, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., an all-day radiothon, all day on the air. So don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries and your friends and neighbors from the community. There'll be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant gift certificates, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. You can make your donation to the Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com, and that's open for business. Don't miss the 6th annual one-day on-air fundraiser live, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 20th, only right here on WTBRFM, all day live on the WTBR Facebook page as well. And as always, we thank you for supporting your community radio station. Very much appreciated. All right, let's move on to our guest this morning, and I'd like to welcome them to the studio. We've got Ann Doyle and Janie Pelish. Good morning to both of you. How are you this morning?
Very well. Good. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And it is kind of a wet morning out there, isn't it?
Yes.
But feels very dark, and of course that won't be the case in a couple days when we turn the clocks back. I guess we should mention that to people also. Saturday night, Sunday morning, make sure you turn those clock back, and you'll get a little extra hour of light in the morning. At least it'll make it easier coming into the studio this time of the morning. Well, thanks for being here. And I know we talked last year about Thanksgiving Angels, and I can't believe another whole year has gone by already. But here we are, and it feels like we're in a much different atmosphere than we were when we spoke last time. So we'll get to all that for sure. And there's just so much of a need right now. But for folks that didn't hear our show last year, why don't we get people up to speed on what Thanksgiving Angels is, a little bit of the history, and what's the overall gist of what the Thanksgiving Angels do?
Well, first of all, this is our 14th year of sponsoring the Thanksgiving Angels. And what we are is we're a group of 24 religious and civic organizations. We have a steering committee. And we begin generally in May or June, and to start planning for the Community Day of Sharing, mm-hmm. which is what we call the event. And this year, on Monday, November 24th, from 9 to 6, and on Tuesday morning from 8 to noon, we're going to be giving out a frozen turkey and all the fixins for people to provide a or make a Thanksgiving meal in their home.
Mm. So, and I think we didn't mention the number of people, right? It's one thing to have in your mind that you might give away a few turkeys and a little bit of cranberry sauce and stuff and keep a few people, you know, satisfied on Thanksgiving. It's much bigger than that, right?
Yes.
Talk about that, Ann.
This year we anticipate to feed 2,400 families. It's more than last year, but the atmosphere of the SNAP situation and people being in more need this year, mm-hmm. we've stepped up. We've made sure that we can feed. It probably is about 10,000 people if you consider 2,400 families. And we do give them a complete meal. Janie mentioned that we have 24 civic and organization, religious and civic organizations, mm-hmm. but we also have an army of volunteers. We have more than 400 people that step up to the plate to pack the boxes, to pick up stuff, deliver it, and we... it's a two-week process to pack everything. Mm. And then the Monday of the give out, we have a lot of people that spend a whole day, volunteers, giving their time. And it's an operation of love.
Mm.
We have a group of women in Berkshire County whose names never get mentioned. They make 2,500 loaves of homemade pumpkin, cranberry, all sorts of breads. Mm. Every family gets one of those breads. Also say, without nuts. We always have to say that. And
those are the best part.
Yeah,
I know.
Well,
I understand. I love those breads with nuts in them.
Well, people just show up. You know, a few days before, they deliver all these breads, and every family gets mm-hmm. a loaf of the homemade bread. Mm-hmm. They get pies. Mm-hmm. It's a complete feast.
And that's 2,400 families.
Yes.
10,000 people. So I just want that to sink in for people, mm-hmm. the staggering sort of size of this, right?
Yes.
And so this is a monumental logistical effort. Yeah. So I want to step back for a minute and just have you describe... when this gets started, because here we are on October 31st, Thanksgiving's only a couple weeks away. We're all sort of looking forward to that. How long have you been thinking, this group here? And by the way, Gracie Walton, welcome to the show also. I just want to make sure that we know you're there.
Yes.
Thanks for being here this morning. I get your mic on and then maybe we can actually hear you.
Yes, it is.
There we go. So when do we start with all this?
We actually start the process of meetings, getting together. Sometimes we might meet in May, June, July.
As May.
Yes.
Yeah. And just to sort of get up to speed, right, to figure out what things are going to look like. When you got together in May or June of this year, what were the things that you were thinking that would be different this year? Did you think that we'd be in the situation sort of that we are right now? Especially today, where everyone's talking about what's going to happen tomorrow with the SNAP benefits.
Yeah, we sit and we talk about what we meet like the year before,
mm-hmm.
and we do like a process of saying, okay, this is what we did this year, but the future, we know we are going to have to go and step up some more, because not even with just the SNAP benefits. It's just how the economic is,
mm-hmm.
and the insecurities of food that people need. And I'm just going to take it individually. I go to the grocery stores, and I see people buying foods, and they will sometimes look at prices
mm-hmm.
and then they'll put it back on the shelf because it, you could tell and look at their faces. They can't afford it.
Well, that's the other sort of part of the equation this year, right? Is that inflation has not gone away. Inflation is actually increasing.
Yes.
And grocery prices are part of that. That people feel the most, right? Mm-hmm. Especially people at the lower end of the spectrum, where every dime and every dollar counts.
Yes.
When something goes up significantly in a sort of core food product or something, you know, you can start to try and trade down if you can, but ultimately, you just have fewer dollars that can buy, or you know, fewer foodstuffs, right? It's,
yes.
It's just really a crunch. It's like a vice.
Yeah. And I've been seeing more people use coupons in stores. Now, when it used to be couponage, and then all of a sudden you saw that trend go jam. Mm. Now you see them running to the machines that they have in some of the grocery stores, and they're getting those coupons, and they're using them. So, and they're every, and they're going to all the stores that they can get a deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of shopping at one grocery store, they'll go everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then the boxes that, you know, the stuff we give out, it may sound silly, but we give them toilet paper. Mm. We give them a pasta. We give them peanut butter. They have cheese. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not only the Thanksgiving, the meal itself, we surround it so that they have something
to eat next.
The next day. And
tell me, where does the food come from?
Grocery stores.
Well,
yes.
Donations?
Well, I was going to say.
How does it come? Because that's a lot of food.
Yes, it is.
Each of the members of the steering committee are responsible for one item that we give out on the day of the event. But we also purchase a lot of items, and we do fundraising in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But an example is stuffing, which my temple gives out this year with two other organizations. We need to come up with around, well, probably 2,500, maybe even 3,000 boxes of stuffing. Mm. So that's how we get our
donations.
Our donations.
And are those prepared foods when by the time they are given out, or are they boxed?
No, they're boxed.
They're boxed.
Yeah.
Okay.
The turkey is frozen that they receive, and everything else is boxed, and they actually make the meal in their own homes.
Okay.
And by the way, we also give out directions on how to make a turkey.
How to make the meal.
Right.
You got to have that.
And every year when I make a turkey, I have to look at the directions.
You need to know.
So,
Because, I mean, let's face it, we're not cooking a big turkey every week or every day, right?
So,
And we also try to give them a aluminum pan to cook the turkey in. Yep. So they get the works.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about how we get the items, but I would like to talk about the donations.
Please.
Yes, go ahead.
We have a wonderful community. We have many corporate places that give us a large check.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But we also appreciate the $5 check from the retired person that wants to give something.
Yep.
It runs the whole gamut from $5 to $5,000.
Mm.
And we have to raise it. Last year, we paid over $40,000 just for the turkeys.
Hmm.
Those are not donated. We buy them, and that we rely upon the community for the items we have to purchase.
Are you able to get a better price on some of the food buying it for this particular purpose? Can you get that in volume?
Yes, we can.
Yeah?
Yes, we can. And
so
we can.
Sometimes giving that dollar, the $5 or that $5,000, whatever it is, and giving it to the organization that is able to generate this effort might actually go a little further than just donating the food, right?
Yes.
We also make a big effort of going to wholesalers in the area
or
in Springfield.
We go to farms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
To try to get the best prices.
How far away can you go to get some things?
As far as we can get.
As far as we need.
We get our turkeys from an outlet in Springfield who also gives us the use of a truck for the turkeys. They bring the truck. They leave the truck overnight so that we can distribute the frozen turkeys right from the truck.
So obviously it has to be a refrigerated truck also.
Yes. That's 99 Meats from Springfield. It gets us a good price. Yeah. Crescent Creamery, a local company, donates, but they also give us a truck
Yes.
For the day, mm-hmm. for our refrigerated things.
That's great.
It's not only the food, but we have a whole apparatus of things we need. Mm-hmm. You know, Car Hardware gives us heaters because we're outside giving out the food.
Right.
And I would like to talk about people that wish to donate.
Let's get that out there, because again, this is the time, and we're speaking with the Thanksgiving Angels here this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. And, you know, there certainly is a lot of information right now in the news, and it's top of mind for a lot of people when they see that there are many, many people. And, the statistics are staggering here in Berkshire County as well. In Pittsfield, 1 in 4 people are on a SNAP benefit, and so tomorrow could be a very, very difficult day, and then rolling, who knows how long this government shutdown is going to go for. It's unprecedented to cut off SNAP benefits, right? That's never happened before, but it's possibly going to happen tomorrow, and we don't know for how long. So this kind of leads into what Ann is about to talk about, how you can donate and how you can make this sort of take some of that heat off for these families.
First of all, you can send a check to Thanksgiving Angels. Our address is 110 South Street, Pittsfield. Or you can go to our website, and our website is www.thanksgivingangels.org. That's for monetary donations. You can also use the website if you feel you would like to volunteer. As we said, we have 400 people at least that come and help pack and give out food on the day of this.
That's 400 on the day of the event.
Well, not, no,
or
all
is
throughout.
That overall? Throughout.
On 400. The day of the event, we probably have at least 100 people. Mm-hmm. You have people.
That's still a lot of people for one day.
It is.
Yeah. It is. From 9 to 6, the cars come through. People pick it up at the back of the church. And we have people that run out with the turkeys, the milk, the produce bag, the boxes of non-perishables. It's a whole process. Mm-hmm. It's not you drive up and take the turkey. It is, you get your other things, and everything has to be monitored because it's different sizes for different families. Uh-huh. And we're a well-organized machine, but only from the love of the people that give their time, effort, for this event.
Yeah. If there are people listening out there and want to volunteer, they would do the same things that you just talked about there, contacting you by email or by the website. What's the best way to, if they want to join or volunteer, pitch in?
Well, if you wish to volunteer, you can, the Berkshire United Way has been very gracious in helping us, and they are monitoring the website. They have a volunteer center.
Great.
And I'll give you the information on how
do.
You volunteer. You go to https://www.berkshireunitedway.org. And if you go on there and click volunteer, and then it comes up Thanksgiving Angels, and then you click view details, and they list all of the different jobs that are available.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can sign up some of the, and if the job itself is already filled, you can put yourself on the waiting list.
Okay.
And I just want to say one thing.
Sounds super easy to do, right? So BerkshireUnitedWay.org, and then click and look for Thanksgiving Angels.
Exactly. Yeah. And one thing about the event is that it's such a community event. Mm. We not only have adults as volunteers, we have kids coming in to volunteer, different Boy Scout, Schools. Girl Scout groups, religious groups. So it's truly a community effort for this particular event.
So Gracie mentioned that as early as May or June, you're starting to sort of make preparations for the upcoming Thanksgiving. And here we are, only a few weeks to go. Yes. What's going on right now? What are people scurrying around doing to try and get the preparations ready to go?
Well, we have cleaned out an area in the church.
And this is the South Congregational Church, the big white church there on South Street?
It's now United Church of Christ.
Right.
So we have cleaned that area out where we are in the process of having a team leader and their as the organizations come in, we have them and show them how to pack the boxes. This is the dry goods. Then downstairs on another day, they'll start doing the vegetables, putting them in bags. And we try to do 250 per time that we are there.
250
Boxes.
Okay.
Yeah, we just try to get that done because we feel that each organization needs to have their time put in.
Okay.
From their
so basically, you have a big wide open storage area, right? And then each organization comes in and brings the stuff that they've got to organize.
The stuff is already
there,
and they just got to put it together.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So it's like a little beehive right now, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of activity there.
Yes. And then the other process is on the day of when the trucks are there.
Yeah.
Making sure that everything is in order, in place, and you know, we just do our best, and we just like worker bees. That's what I feel like when I'm there, worker bee.
Take us through the day of, if you will, because again, that's, you know, something you're building up to the entire year, pretty much, and then the day comes, and what is the schedule? And how we'll get into how people can sign up if they haven't already for this. And I'm sure that there have been a lot of signups already. But tell us how the whole logistical thing works. How do people get in, get their food? How is it delivered? How in the world do you do it all?
Well, they sign up and they get a card, like a credit card. Mm-hmm. And that signs them up for their name and the size of their family. We are very...
when they sign up, is there any requirement that you have?
All they have to do is give their name and the number in their family. Mm-hmm. And that's how we pack our boxes. They're all labeled small, medium, and large. And that says, well, you come in and you say, I have a family of four, and I would like to pick up. And they are assigned a time. Mm-hmm. It's a crunch on South Street when you have, you know, over 1,000 people coming. And the police, the city has been very generous again this year. They give us a sign for South Street to tell people which way to go. The Masonic Temple has given us use of their parking lot driveway.
Yeah.
We can't say thank you enough to both of those.
That's kind of an interconnected little lot back there, right?
Yes. And the police are there, and they direct people, and they have their card, and somebody scans their card to say and communicates medium. And then the person at the back of the church, the many people at the back of the church, will get them a medium box.
So you're radioing this ahead?
Yes.
Is that how we're doing it?
We have walkie-talkies.
Yeah, okay.
And
yes.
We also have boxes.
I knew there had to be something, right?
Oh, yes.
This is all worked out. I mean, 14 years of doing this. You got it down pretty good.
They come down the driveway. Somebody says medium. Somebody brings out their box. Well, their box is outside. But their bag, a turkey person comes and gives them their turkey. They get milk and another bag or might go in the produce bag, the butter, the cheese, the eggs, the pie, the homemade breads. Mm-hmm. It's all a team of four or five different things outside that door. Mm-hmm. But then you have...
So people don't even have to get out of their cars.
They don't get out of their cars.
They're
don't want them to get out of their cars.
Right.
We pop open the door, give it to them, wave them on so we can have it a smooth process. Mm-hmm. But you might have 10 people outside, but you have another 10 people inside that replenish everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like...
And what time does it start? What time does this whole process start? 9 in the morning?
And it goes on.
And the day that it starts is? Because I don't
Monday,
think we mentioned that.
November 24th.
So the Monday of Thanksgiving week.
But they have to sign up at one of the food pantries. And there's websites in Pittsfield that list the food pantries. But most people that are in need already go to the food pantries.
Although, as we talked about earlier, there are more and more people now that had never found themselves in that need before.
Right. Yes.
That this year may first look at it and say, I think we need to do this. So it's fair enough to say where those places are.
Well, there's one at St. Joseph's Church on North Street. There's the United Church of Christ that everybody is familiar with. They give out meals on Wednesdays and Thursdays. But you can go to the websites, and they can give you information. Mm-hmm. The Thanksgiving Angels website will give you information, and there's also a phone number for signing up. Mm. We don't turn people down, but if you haven't signed up, we may ask you to come back on Tuesday because we have to service the people that have made the effort that we know are coming.
How do you know how many people are actually going to come and that you have enough food?
We just assume and we estimate.
So you got people that sign up, so you know that.
Yes, we look at that, and then we say, well, we got to go over that. Mm-hmm. So instead of just saying we'll do 2,400, we go over beyond that.
Yeah. So in 14 years, have you ever come close to running out?
If we run out, not exact,
no.
Because we're looking while we're packing, we go to and buy. Mm-hmm.
And if we run out, we go to the grocery store.
we go do that.
Yeah. Exactly. I also want to mention something. Not only can you get your food by driving there, but we have a walker's line.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because not everybody has the luxury of getting there with a car. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
And the way that works is they come up to the walking line, and we have drivers. We have people who are volunteers that will drive people home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Haddad's Subaru have been wonderful. They come every year with a van, and they will also help drive people home as well.
Yeah. So we look at our excess of your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We I man the walker's tent, and we have a lot of people that come up that are in need but are very independent.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to accommodate what they say, well, I don't need all that food. And they only want some.
Yeah.
Well, we cater to them.
Yeah. Okay.
We try to make it as easy as we can with the drivers, the walk-up tents.
Mm-hmm.
There is some deliveries, but that is limited because of the volume of people we have. And that's another aspect of it on Saturday and Sunday. Mm. And as I say, we don't turn anybody away.
Mm. So you could potentially have some roles for people who have a car and don't mind driving on the Monday, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
would like to do some of that work. And that's, I'm sure, one of the volunteer roles that we talked about that Berkshire United Way's website will help you sort of sort out to volunteer for this.
Yes.
We always require that there'll be a second person in the car with them.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
A second adult. Always, when you're a driver, you have a second adult.
Hmm.
And they don't, we as a steering committee, we go at 8:30 in the morning and stay till 7 at night because we have to clean up.
Right.
And that's...
So when are most of the people through the line? If you start at 9 in the morning, when do the last people come through?
Maybe... Four.
Four.
It's a constant.
Okay. So that's a long day.
But then we don't ask our volunteers. They come in shifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are
shifted. They, you know, 2-3 hours, you know, if you have 2 hours and you can help us, if we have a spot, because we do have a lot of volunteers, but it's not a long day for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do have people that, besides the steering committee, that are there all day, but we don't require that. We'll take whatever you can do.
Yeah. How many people on your steering committee?
Wow,
it's 24 organizations.
Yeah, I would say
35 perhaps.
Yeah. 35.
Oh, that's a good number of people.
Yeah, it has increased because we do have some new.
Yes, we do.
People
we have
that
some
joined
new ones.
Us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like the Latter-day Saints. In the last few years, they've brought a whole truckload
of food,
to split between the pantry and the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're not on their list. You know, they have to spread the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But they are bringing pasta and different things as part of the steering committee. You can't be on everybody's list every year, but we are thankful for whatever we get. But like, I'm going, after I leave here, I'm going to BJ's to pay $4,000 for cranberries that one of the churches in Pittsfield raised the money their congregation to pay for all those cranberries.
Wow. That's a lot of cranberries. Is it the cranberries or cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, spray.
Right. Yeah.
You know, one of the privileges for me working in the steering committee, it's a privilege to be in a room with people who just care. They care about people in need in our community, and it's a joy to be part of that committee.
I constantly year-round see people and not just tell them, you know, that we have a beautiful organization that just loves to help. And I always tell them about the food pantry and stuff. You know, go there because you never know when your life is going to change.
That's right.
Right.
You either pay a bill or you got to feed yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's a choice right there.
Right.
And no questions are asked.
No.
As you had
mentioned
earlier.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Thanksgiving Angels here on Morning Drive this morning, and we are reaching that top of the hour break. We're going to take that really quick and get back to our conversation in just a moment. So the voices you've been hearing, Janie Pelish, Ann Doyle, Gracie Walton, three people out of 400 of the people who are helping out with this really huge effort to feed people and take care of people on Thanksgiving. It's not the only time of the year people are in need, but boy, it's one of the ones that we think about, and what a wonderful effort that this is. So we'll get right back to that in just a moment. First, let's get to our break, and this is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Need help with a new device? PCTV's Digital Navigator can match you with a free laptop, desktop, tablet, or hotspot from our available stock, thanks to the Alliance for Digital Equity. We'll also assess if your current device is worth fixing or ready to recycle. Get a free consultation at PCTV 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity, keeping communities connected.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Welcome to the Halloween. It's not really the Halloween show. It's the Thanksgiving Angel show. That's what we're talking about today. But I got to play a couple of Halloween-type songs for you. I'm going to get the Stevie Wonder in there. We're having a great conversation about what Thanksgiving Angels does and what the need is out there. We're going to talk about some of the other aspects of it, especially the donations in the second half hour. We'll get right back to that conversation in just a moment. First, let's get to the weather forecast one more time and see what kind of blustery Halloween the kids are going to have this evening.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect from 11 a.m. this morning to 8 a.m. EDT Saturday. Today, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Near steady temperature in the upper 40s. Temperature falling into the upper 40s this afternoon. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour, increasing to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-30s. West wind 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing there is the rain is more of a chance of showers, which isn't too bad, but the wind is going to be pretty stiff out there tonight, so hold on to those costumes and keep your kids on the sidewalk this evening for Halloween, for a trick-or-treat. And that's, I think, in the city of Pittsfield, I believe it's 5 to 6.30?
5.30 to 7.
5.30 to 7. I would get that right. It's been a while since I had to think about that, so I just hand out the candy now. All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Listening to us as well on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 here in Pittsfield and on the PCTV Select app. I have in the studio with me Janie Pelish, Ann Doyle, Gracie Walton, representatives from the Thanksgiving Angels group here. Just a massive undertaking to feed people on Thanksgiving, to give them a really great Thanksgiving meal. What a wonderful effort that this is. Let's talk about the donation side for a moment, because, again, none of this happens without the generosity of people who are giving small donations, large donations, companies giving money, matching grants, things like that. How do you pull it all together over the course of a year to feed 2,400 families, potentially 10,000 people?
Well, this year, thanks to the Gilson Family Foundation, we have a $10,000 match challenge. And so if somebody gives $25, it becomes $50.
Great.
The family has been very generous to us before, and again this year they've stepped up to the plate and given us this $10,000 match challenge. Mm-hmm. And to give to Thanksgiving Angels, you can send a check to Thanksgiving Angels, 110 South Street, Pittsfield, Mass., or go to our website, www.thanksgivingangels.org. And we also, this year, have a major fundraising event where Music Bingo, who has Berkshire Money Management, has helped sponsor this.
They're great.
And fortunately or unfortunately, we're sold out.
Well, that sounds like a success to me.
Yes, and there is a waiting list.
Yeah.
And again, you can go to Thanksgiving Angels and look that up. But as I said, thankfully, it's tomorrow night and it's sold out. And that's how we are going to have a major fundraiser. And we get donations from companies and from your neighbor, from yourself, and every penny counts, because costs are astronomical. We spent last year over $40,000 on turkeys. And that's not all the other things that go into the meal. And
what's the overall amount of money that goes into this? What does it take to feed those people? And I guess it's hard to really calculate. It's probably cash money donations, and it's also food donations, which are probably harder to value. But what's the ballpark that it takes to do this?
I would say $80,000 at least. It's, as you say, how can you estimate? It's hard to estimate sometimes the value of a organization that gives you a truck.
Yeah.
Or the city.
Right.
How do we? The city gives us policemen and firemen all day long to help us. You know, different places we can estimate.
Because it would be chaos without that.
That's right.
Yes.
Because you have over 1,000 cars coming through, you know, on the lines on South Street. The city puts up a sign to tell you what lane to get into. And, you know, you
not
have
to mention it's like one of the busiest traffic corridors in the entire county, right?
That's right.
North and South Street. Yes. There's just a lot of cars coming through there. Maybe not involved with this, but still trying to get where they're trying to go.
Yes, yes. And from people sign up for various times to pick up their meal, and it starts at 9, so we're out there 8:30 and getting things set up and ready. And yes, it's monetary, but there's also so much value in what people give of themselves.
Yeah, the in-kind donations.
In-kind donations. Mm-hmm. You know, like I know the cranberries are costing $4,000. You know, St. Charles Church and St. Joseph's Church spend $4,000 on gravy. I mean, and the other churches give
that's a lot of bread
much
for gravy.
Yes.
That's my one pun of the day.
Your pun of the day. But it is.
I'll see myself out.
We like
out
it.
I will be sure this year to have a figure so that when we come back next year, I can give you an exact figure of what it really costs.
Yeah.
I think the budget this year was around $100,000 was my understanding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Just massive. And the idea, again, is that people can still donate to this event. And we're here on Halloween and Thanksgiving, only about three-ish weeks away. Is it three or four? Something like that.
Yeah.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
We are. Yeah.
We are. But they could donate.
But this is the time, right?
Yes. Yeah. And they could donate all year long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't have to wait.
Sadly, people only think about it sometimes when it gets closer, right?
Yes.
I mean, that is what happens.
Yes.
Even though
we
people that are in need don't have that luxury.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Last night, I've been doing this for 14 years, and last night, eight people called me because they were so concerned that they needed to know exactly how to sign up.
Yeah.
And again, of course, it was happening with the SNAP benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people are really frightened.
Very, very concerned.
Yeah. So if there was ever a year that you were going to donate or volunteer your time for this effort for Thanksgiving Angels, it sounds like this would be a really good year to think about that. And, you know, again, without getting political about it, there are lots of things going on right now. And you know, the sort of, I don't even know what the word is, but it's sort of the people caught in the middle are the most vulnerable people.
Yes.
Right. That's really what's going on here. So there's fights going on in Washington, D.C. There's all kinds of other things happening. And the damage, the side damage is the people who can really afford it the least.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, trying to not get on my soapbox here a little bit, but, you know, this is where an effort like Thanksgiving Angels is going to make a huge difference at this moment.
You know, several years ago, this is such a big event.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, I think it was two or three, somebody from Feed America came to view the Thanksgiving Angels project.
Mm-hmm. And people can still sign up, but they have to sign up through a food pantry because they have to get their registration card.
Okay.
We cannot say enough about the cards because we were skeptical at first, but the cards do work, And it's important because it helps us with logistics, mm-hmm. because yes. the cards register to the computer, and we know people can tell you today how many people have signed up for six in a family, or four in a family, and we need that information as we pack.
Mm-hmm.
So the sign-up and the information is crucial.
Yeah.
Because we want to be prepared for everybody.
Right.
We don't want to miss anybody.
Right.
That's why. We just don't want to miss anybody. So it is very important. Mm. November 6th is the last day at the community church to sign up. But we know people are going to come in and sign up on the day of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they won't be turned away.
Nope.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But and then we do try to tell people, if you can't make it this day, come Tuesday.
Okay.
We also have sign-ups at the library as well.
Okay.
And we also, I believe, put notices in children's backpacks at school.
At the schools.
Mm. To notify their parents if they've not heard about this particular event.
Yeah.
We really try so hard to reach out to so many people.
To reach out to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't imagine. And logistically speaking, you want people to sign up in advance for all the reasons that we talked about this morning, right? So that you can prepare, so you can have enough food on hand. There will always be a few that come in later. But if anyone's hearing this and would like to pass that information along to someone who is in need and wants to sign up, do it now. Today's only the 31st of October. You got at least until the 9th, Gracie, did you say?
6th.
6th of November. So that's 2 days after Election Day for anyone. That's the next week. So get that sort of in so that these fine folks who are doing all this work for weeks and months beforehand can be prepared for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That will be probably the best thing that you can do to help that out.
Yes.
This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM. We're speaking with Thanksgiving Angels this morning about the big effort that it takes to feed 2,400 families. I'll say it again because we said it at the beginning of the show. Not everybody stays around for the entire show, so we want to make sure that people hear that number. Mm-hmm. 2,400 families, which could mean as many as 10,000 people will be eating this food that comes out. What's on the menu for Thanksgiving for the folks that are receiving the food from Thanksgiving Angels?
Well, everybody gets a frozen turkey. And by the way, the amount of food that you get depends upon how many are in your family.
Yeah, so different size turkeys for different size families?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. We give out stuffing. We give out gravy, milk, eggs, cheese, canned corn, canned green beans, and toilet paper. And I'm going to let Gracie give the rest.
Okay, so we have butter, we have a pie, a sweet bread, we have Jiffy Mix cornbread, and we also have the cranberries. And we also just try, like with the pantry sometimes, the people who are already on the pantry list for delivery, sometimes they will put in other stuff for their families.
Mm-hmm.
So we just try to make sure that everybody, you know, gets that amount. You get the same thing. Everybody gets the same thing. And some people will say, like you said at the walk-up tent, oh, I don't need that. I don't need it. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, but we just want to make sure you get that whole box and the bags and your turkey and your dairy bag.
Yeah.
So that's what you get.
Certainly tastes vary when it comes to making a Thanksgiving meal, right? We all know that. And not everybody's going to eat everything on the menu. But you have everything, and it's there, and it's plentiful, I would imagine, for the families that are getting it. It's the day that they can all get together and celebrate and not have to worry about the financial side of it, whether I can afford to put this Thanksgiving meal on the table this year.
And then we also have some organizations that are having like a sit-down meal, so we are accommodating them. So this year I went out and got number 10 cans of green beans, number 10 cans of corn.
I'm assuming those are big cans.
Are big cans.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not in the food business, I don't know.
So, yeah, we want to make sure that they have enough.
Okay.
There, as Gracie mentioned, there are organizations that give out either most of them are takeout a meal, like the Christian Center.
Mm-hmm.
They cook a meal for people. Ours is we give you the makings of the meal and you do it yourself.
Right.
That's why we do it on Monday, so the turkey defrosts for Thursday.
Yep.
Yes.
And one of the important things we do is, as we mentioned before, is we tell them how to cook the turkey.
Do you tell them how to defrost the turkey? Because that's actually kind of important also.
Yeah, it's on there.
It's on there.
It's on there. Yeah, everything is on there.
Not that I would know from personal experience or anything.
Yeah.
We'll give you one also.
I'll email it to you.
And then also, like Ann mentioned, at the Christian Center, when they're doing a cook meal, and that's for 1 to 2 people. And you can go on the day of Thanksgiving and get that meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also have put little notes in the boxes. We have kids in different school or religious schools in the county, and we're also going to be asking some of our volunteers that they reach the number of boxes that they need for a particular product. Then they're going to help write out some of the cards as well.
Thanksgiving cards.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
To wish people a nice holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch, right? And it's the spirit of the holiday, and that's kind of what all this is about. There's a lot of logistics and a lot of moving parts, it sounds like, and a lot of finances, and I mean, all the things that, you know, are under the surface. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's what you're giving, right? And when you're volunteering or when you're donating, that, you know, just keep in mind the people that are getting it and the happiness that they'll have. That's the Thanksgiving cards are kind of the icing on the cake. Is there any cake? Did I hear cake?
Pie.
Hear cake?
There's pie. All right. It's pie Thanksgiving, Sean. It's pie.
And no cake.
And bread.
The breads, sweet bread. Right.
But you never know. You never know.
Right? Oh, dear. We also give out a lot of fresh vegetables as well.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Everything we give out, and I don't mean to sound superior, but we make sure we have it's first quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We only, you know, we try to do as much fresh stuff as we can. The only canned vegetables that we really give are corn and green beans. Mm. And we just, you can't give fresh of that or even frozen because they're in the boxes and that.
Right.
But everything else is fresh and of good quality.
Very important, you know, to have that and to know that that people are safe getting the food also, right? And it's all part of it. And that's kind of why I went into the defrosting of the turkey, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, and again, just remind people we're speaking with Thanksgiving Angels here on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM. We've got Janie Pelish, Ann Doyle, and Gracie Walton here with us in the studio this morning. Let's remind people who Mary Wheat is and how involved she has been with Thanksgiving Angels, and just give us a little background on Mary for people that don't know.
Well, my understanding is that Mary started this program.
Yes.
Yes.
And Mary also has been head of the, well, it's now called the Pittsfield Food Pantry, but for many, many years. And she's a woman who's just, she continues to amaze me. She has the most wonderful heart. And she orders all the food for their pantry, and she's just been a joy to work with. And she continues to work with us. And
91 years old.
That's
right.
Amazing.
We're all so happy about that.
Yeah. Yes.
And she also does a collection of cereal.
Yeah, so I think we just read something like that on the air. We had a PSA that we were running for a while that for her birthday, wanted people to donate cereal. So how did that effort go?
That effort goes overboard.
The people, and we're talking about boxes of cereal,
Of cereal. Yeah. And 1 year she said to us, go and if you want to donate, go to another pantry and donate cereal there. Mm-hmm. So she is so loving and so giving. And I just look at her and I say, halo on the top of her head.
And at 92, she does amazing things. And she remembers everything. And, you know, she is a constant goodness to the community. You can't say enough about her.
Yeah.
When she turned 90, she wanted 90 boxes of cereal.
Yes.
And I think that year she might have gotten 900 or even more than
that.
It was amazing.
Well, and I guess, you know, cereal is kind of shelf stable, right?
It is,
It's going to last a while. It can very easily be used for people and as, you know, one of the main meals in some ways that might be the meal that they get. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a great. Sometimes when you just focus on one thing and you say, if we can just do that, that will make an impact. That will make a difference, right? And that's a good example of that, of coming in and saying, donate box to cereal. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Not for Thanksgiving Angels. That's not on the menu, right?
That's correct.
who wants cereal for Thanksgiving? Right. Maybe some people do. I don't know.
Well, sometimes the next morning.
That's true.
It's what they have to eat the next morning, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's, again, tell people how they can donate, because, again, we may not have mentioned that enough, and we want to get people to understand really the seriousness of what's happening right now, both locally, statewide, and nationwide. But when you're donating something to Thanksgiving Angels, you're making an impact right here in this community, right, for local people that are in need, right? That's another, I think, thing that people have to understand. So you're acting locally, and you're making this impact here. How do people do that?
You send a check to Thanksgiving Angels. You can put Care of United Church of Christ, but the address is 110 South Street, Pittsfield, Mass.
And for people that don't write checks anymore, like me,
you go to www.thanksgivingangels.org, and you can donate online.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And anything is appreciated.
Yeah. And remind people again, Ann, about the challenge grant that you have going right now, because that will double the impact of your donation.
We have a 10,000 match challenge from the generosity of the Gilson Family Foundation. And if you give 25, it can become 50. They have been generous in the past, and this year they gave us the $10,000 challenge. And as I say, you give $5 and it's 10, the 100 and it's 200.
Mm-hmm.
And we constantly need funds because it is a challenge to make sure, because we give the big give out, but as we say, there are always people last minute, and we run to the grocery store and get whatever. Last year, they went and got another 100 turkeys.
Oh, wow.
Because they were unsure of the need at the end.
How easy is it to find 100 turkeys at the last minute? I would imagine that's not all that easy, actually.
They'll make phone calls and see who has what's available.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, we gave out chickens.
Yes,
that's right.
Some small families wanted chicken.
Okay.
But, again, the generosity and, you know, Price Chopper, Stop and Shop, Big Y, Worley's. Mm. Worley's is good to us. I mean, all those, they're chains, and Worley's is local.
Yeah.
But they always help us in our time of need. You know, they may say, well, we can only give you so much of this.
Mm-hmm.
But they help us, because they're good to the community.
Yeah.
Did I skip a
story? Very, very important to have.
Aldi's and
BJ's is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. BJ's, give us a very nice donation.
Mm-hmm.
And
Home Depot
gave us thousands. We bought $5,000 worth of boxes.
You need boxes.
Yeah, well, you got to put the stuff in.
Put the stuff in a box.
Dry goods.
You know,
all
these
logistics, and that's what's amazing to talk about this.
And BJ's gave us those boxes.
Yeah.
Not BJ's. I beg your pardon. Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Excuse me, Home Depot. I'm very sorry.
And Blue Q with the bags.
And Berkshire Health System donated 2,000 bags to us.
Guido's. I mean, our community
steps up. Help us out.
It's a real community effort.
Yeah.
And this effort also went through COVID, right? And that was another whole thing. We could do a whole show probably on how that all worked.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
I can imagine, right?
That changed the way the operation occurred.
But it didn't stop anything,
right? No, it just went outside is what happened.
Yeah, everything was outside.
During COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Janie, Ann, and Gracie, I want to say thank you very much for being here this morning. Best of luck with this gargantuan effort of Thanksgiving Angels. We appreciate your service to the community and your effort and all the 400 people that are involved with Thanksgiving Angels. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
This is the time. Step up, donate, volunteer, do your part. People need it. All right.
I want to let everybody know we love you.
Thank you, everybody.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
And if I forgot somebody.
Happy Halloween. Take care.
Right, if we forgot something.